Death of a Ghost by Marjorie Allingham. Read by Francis Matthews. Chapter 1. Interior with Figures. There are, fortunately, very few people who can say that they've actually attended a murder. The assassination of another by any person of reasonable caution must in a civilized world tend to be a private affair. Perhaps it is this particular which accounts for the remarkable public interest in the details of even the most sordid and unintellectual examples of this crime, suggesting that it is the secret rather than the deed which constitutes the appeal. If only in view of the extreme rarity of the experience, therefore, it seems a pity that Brigadier General Sir Walter Fyfe, a brilliant raconteur and a man who would have genuinely appreciated so odd a distinction, should have left the reception at Little Venice at 6:20, passing his old acquaintance, Bernard, Bishop of Mold, in the doorway, and thus missing the extraordinary murder which took place there by a little under 7 minutes. As the general afterwards pointed out, it was all the more irritating, since the bishop, a specialist upon the more subtle varieties of sin, did not appreciate his fortune in the least. At 6:20 on the preceding day, that is to say exactly 24 hours before the general passed the bishop in the doorway, the lights in the drawing-room on the first floor of Little Venice were up, and Belle herself, the original Belle Darling of the picture in the Louvre, was seated by the fire, talking to her old friend, Mr. Campion, who had come to tea. The house of a famous man who's been dead for any length of time, if it is still preserved in the condition in which he left it, is almost certain to have a mute...